Thank you, Mr. Walters. I would just like to add that in relation to the government's response to natural disasters and to ensure the safety of children, St. Vincent and the Grenadines partnered with the United Nations Development Programme to implement a climate change public education program. And in 2019, we had submitted our national adaptation plan to the United Nations Framework Convention on climate change. And I can tell you that from our recent natural disaster being the Las Ofrecas volcanic eruptions, our response during that time included special considerations for vulnerable groups. We ensured that for children and babies, the appropriate food and sanitary products were available at the shelters and also to families who were being housed in private homes. Persons with mobility challenges were accommodated in hotels and in guest houses, and they received personal aid as well. And all of this was done at the expense of the government. And there is currently a program in which families who were displaced can receive psychosocial support. Additionally, the students who are beneficiaries of the school feeding program, the government recognized that there needed to be continuity as it related to that school feeding program. And students who were receiving their educational instruction online received care packages from the government in an effort to make sure that they had whatever they need to fulfill their requirements. And we also ensured that as it relates to medical care, children as well as adults who stayed in shelters and private homes and hotel accommodations, we had teams, medical personnel traveling throughout the country to visit the persons who were displaced to ensure that they continued to receive medical care. And of course, this recent experience, no doubt, will cause us to look back and to see what areas can be improved. But I can confidently say that we handled that situation very well. And of course, we also thank the international community for their assistance, as I have said before. Mr. President, I would pass back to you.